the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter 5140, Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Shvat Tavshin Yudzayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Mareinu Yaakov Sheyichya Pelis. Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says that it was pleasant to me to receive your letter dated the 12th of Shvat, and you write about the Fabrengen of Yom HaYilula, the yahrzeit of the previous Rebbe, and also about the visit and the talk of the gathering of the students that were in the past in the yeshiva of Kishinev. Apparently there were students that were in the past in the yeshiva in Kishinev that went to Eretz Yisrael, I'm guessing. And the Rebbe is referring to about the visit and the talk in the that gathering. So the Rebbe prays Yerotzen that your words of encouragement, of arousal, awakening, and the decision that will be accepted, they should come down practically in all those matters that you write about them. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you'll have a good eye to include others, to continue many others to the sphere, to the group of your influence and your activities. Don't keep these for yourself, but rather widen it, include, get more people more involved. As known, the interpretation of the first Hasidim, the first mitzvah of the Torah is what? Is to be fruitful and multiply. Having children, that's the first mitzvah in the Torah. So what do they explain it? The first Hasidim say that a Yid needs to see to it that he should make another Jew. One Jew makes another Jew. And they used to conclude, the Hasidim used to conclude, the same thing is with Hasidus, that you should see to it that there should be another Chassid, not just yourself, but see to it that one Chassid brings another Chassid. And the Rebbe blesses them with success and in the above, and for good news in the above. So he wrote to the Rebbe about this visit and about the Fabrengen that he did. And the Rebbe is telling him that the Fabrengen should lead to practical influences. It should, and the Rebbe is happy with that, very happy. But the Rebbe says, have a good eye and go ahead and involve more people into this work. And the Rebbe ends off with a blessing.